afternoon, sir. How are you doing this morning? This afternoon?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, sir. What is your name, sir?
Michael Allen Roberts.
Okay, Mr. Roberts. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Let me introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. Could you just say your name? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, could you please say, just say your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Okay, it's Michael Allen Roberts. ABC number is 229708.
Okay, Mr. Roberts, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To your left, you have the Honorable David Mill. To my left, sorry, you have the Honorable David Mill. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, sir, is to my right, is the Honorable Mrs. Bill Rittenhouse. And to the far right, sir, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, sir. Also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole officer, if I could make this work. Is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Correction as well as the parole office. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I just represent myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms, conditions, and community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, Mr. Roberts. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant, Mr. Roberts, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House, 28 South Island, in Mesa, Arizona, on or about August 1st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. It says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is correct.
Okay. Then based on the admission of Mr. Roberts, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Mr. Mill. Agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. And agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Roberts, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then we'll get back with you to see if there's any information you'd like to say to the board, okay? Mr. Westby.
Okay. On July 20th, 2018, Mr. Roberts was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 11th, 2018 by ABC staff, knowing the charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 11th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 8th, 2018, 10 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, criminal trespass, first degree, 9 months. Prior conviction, 2008, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS release of scholar, 166 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests. 1998, domestic violence, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1999, threatening and intimidating, California, felony conviction, probation. 2002, domestic violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G1B3.
So I see that when you were released on July 20th, you were released to reside and approved to reside at the Mesa House at 28 South Olive in Mesa, Arizona. And then it looks like on August 2nd, the correctional officer received a discharge letter from the Mesa House informing them that you had been discharged from the program on August 1st due to leaving and not returning. Said that was your last known address. Why did you leave there? Why did you leave there, sir?
I left there because there was some other residents there that were. I was trying to go look at Port 3 every morning. I believe there was some drug activity going on there, and they were up all night and just making racket through that whole house. I went to my residence and decided that I wasn't going to do a halfway house thing.
So where did you go to when you left there?
I went home.
And where's home?
I went to my girlfriend's house. In Phoenix. I legitimately tried to get my halfway house, tried to make it work. It was just a bad place or whatever, I don't know. It was a nightmare there.
Okay, so, sir, where were you working at?
I was working for a landscaping company there in Chandler. It was called, I've just been working there a couple of weeks.
Okay, and you didn't have to take any UA tests while you were out, is that right?
No, I didn't take any for the DOC, for the parole officer, no. I've got a couple of years clean, though.
So, Mr. Roberts, here's my question to you, is that in 2008, you were released and you were absconded for 160 days. You knew the importance of contacting your parole officer. Why didn't you contact your parole officer?
Back in 2008?
No, this time. Why didn't you contact your parole officer when you left the halfway house?
I did make contact with the parole officer. A couple of times I had started the new job, so when I was supposed to check in, I left her several messages, gave her a number to call back. We just weren't connected, and then I finally called her again. She had told me to come in, we could work it out. And I said, why don't you just put the warrant out and I'll go finish my time. And then I checked myself into DOC at Alhambra a couple of days after that.
Okay, so I see that, sir. You will be released on October 8th of 2018. Is that what you wanted to do, is just kill the rest of your time, sir?
It's up to you guys what you want to do. I mean, either way, I've got 2 weeks left is what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Either way it goes, sir, probably if we did release you, it would probably take 2 weeks for you to actually get out, sir. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Okay. There are no additional questions coming from the board. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, Mr. Roberts, before we go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing?
No, I just want to get this resolved and be completely done with this. I've changed my life and my life has gotten a lot better. It just seems the system has asked me to do so many things, and I just want to be done with this.
All right, sir.
I'm in.
All right. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I need you to stay on the line. We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you in community supervision. And we'll get back to you with the information of the results of what the board's decision is, okay? The board's now going into discussion. And I think Mr. Roberts is getting his life together. He's doing some things. He said he was at the halfway house and he was keeping him up and he couldn't go to work. So he went to go live with his girlfriend in Phoenix and said that he just got first tired of it and wanted to get it all behind him and straighten out. So called his PO. He said he did talk to the PO. She told him to come in. And he said that he was going to just go ahead back then and get his life, get the time over with, get this all behind him. So he says he's going to turn himself in at one of the Tempe detention facilities. I thought that's what he said. At Alhambra. And so I think that, you know, he'll be released in about 2 weeks on October 8th of 2018. I think that we go ahead and get this behind him, that hopefully he'll get out, be a productive citizen, not have any negative contact with law enforcement, and continue to enjoy his life from that point. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Roberts, find that he was delinquent, violated the term and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways of company. As he did, abscond from for 10 days as well, as stated that he wanted to get this all put behind him at this point in time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed. And that's it. Okay, Mr. Roberts.
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to go ahead and revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 8th of this year, and that's about 2 weeks away, as you previously stated, sir. Hopefully when you're released, we want to wish you the best of luck. You won't be on any parole or community supervision. And at that time, sir, we really hope that you continue to do the good things and get your life together and be a productive citizen, not have any negative contact with law enforcement, or ever have to appear before this board again, Mr. Roberts. Thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today, Mr. Roberts. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you just put the CO3 on the line, please?
Okay, I'm not here, I'll go grab them, okay?
Okay.
Okay.